Good morning and welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. This is my second podcast for today, February 15th, 2025. I am your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in my beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I am joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson, coming to you from the WAUK studios in Radio Park on Victory Avenue. And I am delighted to introduce my second guest today, podcast two. This is Thomas Harland. And Thomas, or Tom, is a general manager for, what's the name of the company you work for? It's called ID Logistics.
ID Logistics. Yep. It is well, thank you for having me. I appreciate having me on. ID Logistics is a third party logistics company throughout America and Europe. My site specifically deals with e-commerce for Nespresso coffee.
Oh, very cool. Wow. Talk about a niche gig. That's great. And Thomas is a Lean Six Sigma black belt and a certified production and inventory manager. And it'll be, I think they'll make for an interesting discussion on how you can leverage those skills and experiences for maybe efficiencies. So Tom is a candidate for the Waukesha School District Board. Tom was appointed to the board back in September, last September, after one of the seats was vacated. And so he's running for... and I was an alderman that was appointed and then I had to get elected a year later. So I know exactly what you're going through. Tom is also a 2010 graduate of our very own Carroll University. So deep roots in Waukesha. Did you grow up in Waukesha, Tom?
Born and raised in Brookfield.
Okay.
Came to Carroll, graduated. My father worked in Waukesha for a very long time. My grandparents still live here, so there's nice. Yes, a lot of deep family roots here.
That's terrific. So what interested you in first participating in the board? Like, how were you approached and how did that work out when the seat became open and you expressed your interest in being appointed?
Absolutely. So I have four young boys. Three of them are over at Prairie. One just got into Foxtail 4K.
Okay.
So obviously
those are young, yeah,
is very close to home for me. So
okay,
after I saw that Markel resigned and that position was open, I went through the application process, wrote a letter, had to go before the board and perform the interview. It was a very interesting panel interview for sure. And then they voted and I was able to be appointed and joined fairly quickly after that.
Terrific. And what were you, during your time since September, I know it's only been about 6 months. What have you found have been the biggest challenges for the board? And what, let's answer that question first.
Yeah, I think some of the largest challenges that we are looking at right now as a district, and I it was one of the main comments that I brought up during the interview process, was the declining enrollment. It has been something that's been a hot button issue. It's not a Waukesha, it's not a Wisconsin, it is a national trend.
Yeah.
But really, what's our plan to address that? And I think that's probably our biggest challenge right now is developing that out and not just necessarily taking a one issue at a time, right? Developing out a 10-year, 15-year strategic plan that we can really put in motion and be able to work from there. But obviously that takes a lot of planning and understanding coordination throughout the district.
And I know it's only been 6 months, but are there like any achievements you could point to that you're proud of in terms of your service, your contributions to the board?
Yeah. So I believe it was the second meeting that I joined was the budget meeting. So I was able to cast a vote. I am absolutely in favor of the financial trajectory that the district is on. We're on path to be debt-free within 2 years. We're not going to referendum, which is unique in the area that if we look around, a lot of districts are going to referendum. And I think Waukesha School District is taking a very different approach. So I'm very much happy to be in support of that. And I think we've already made some great process improvements. You've talked about that in terms of streamlining some of our policies, making sure that they all match up, not only across all of our policies, but also with state statutes that we are in line with those as well.
Sure. So bringing you to the board has been a cost-effective way to improve some of the processes and inventories without having to hire you as a consultant.
Absolutely.
I'm only kidding, but yeah. But no, it is great though that, and again, as someone that was on the city council, it is a wonderful opportunity for people to utilize their professional skills in a way that really brings a lot of benefit to a lot of people. And so I can see how that was also maybe a motivating factor for the many of the board members that voted for you for your appointment. And would you say the same is true for the voters too? I mean, are you, do you articulate that in some of your messaging, your campaigning, as an appeal to why people should continue having you as their school board member?
Absolutely. So the District of Waukesha is unique as we include parts of Brookfield and Pewaukee that they may not necessarily always send their kids there to our Waukesha schools, but they're definitely paying taxes. So that strikes home close to them for something that they're very much interested in. But I think if as you're out walking the streets, and I think people understand that, hey, there's got to be a better way to approach this. How we're doing it. And that's, I love asking all the fun questions that may not be comfortable to ask or always easy to ask, but asking why, and why have we done it this way, or what is this being used for? Just I think that's a great position to be in, is I can come in and just ask why, and really have that voice to dig in and understand the reasoning behind stuff.
Interesting. Now, my first guest had who's running for the city council, she had mentioned, don't forget to mention the primary is this Tuesday, which I know impacts you as a school, because it's basically we're voting for three members out of a pool of like six candidates. Do I have that correct?
So there is no primary for the Waukesha.
There is no primary.
Board.
Okay. Oh, good. So
because there's
you're golden until April 1st. Yeah. All right.
Yes, because there's excellent. There's only six and there's three seats. It's technically the two for one.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think I believe the only primary is the state superintendent for public education.
That's right. Okay. Interesting. So what have you, how's your campaign been going, and what have you been doing specifically to reach voters and getting your message across? And
I feel like it's been going very well. I actually have run for public office previously. Last year I ran for county board, lost a very close election to former Mayor Nelson.
That was a nail biter.
It was, I think it was 44 votes or something like that. So it was close, but obviously offered up the opportunity to stay closer to home and be involved in the district. Really, I've been focusing. I'm not a huge social media person, but getting that up and connecting with those that are on social media and being able to ask and answer questions, have that interaction. But for the most part, I'm out. I'm walking, knocking on doors, and really bringing that forum to the public's front step, allowing them to ask any questions that they may have and be able to have that one-on-one conversation with them.
What are like some of the top two questions or concerns that voters have addressed to you, during your stumping that you think are worth mentioning, and that and how would you address those as a should you continue on the board?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is, what's your platform? What are you all about? And I go back to, again, my four boys. I just want to make sure that they have a great foundational education, the reading, writing, arithmetic, the basics, and going back to that common sense education for not only my boys, their classmates, and the rest of the district. So that's been a good thing, again, getting on and joining on that. We've already approved some curriculum. Again, there's been a lot of work that's been done over the past couple of years to standardize curriculum throughout the district, which has been an awesome improvement to see that you're going to see the same stuff taught throughout each of the schools there. So standardizing that and making sure that we're it's age appropriate materials for the younger children. And then I think the financial piece is the other big one. People want to know, hey, are we going to see referendums like the other districts that are out and surrounding us? And it's I can probably say that I'm not going to be voting for any referendum while I'm on the board. So that's, I would say that's the second one. And then want to know, how are we competing? How does Waukesha School District compete and compare with those in Waukesha, those in Greater Milwaukee area? And the scorecards, yes, they tell an interesting story as they've changed a couple of times in the past couple of years, but Waukesha has moved to number one as the largest within the top 10 large districts in the state. Waukesha now performs number one on those scorecards.
Well, I didn't know that. How recently was that acknowledged, or did that get reported?
The last couple of months, the last,
really? Okay.
The last scorecard from the state DPI put out.
Okay.
So, as a large district, right, it's difficult to manage a little bit more so than you can't be as nimble as some of the smaller districts in the county. So I think that's been a great achievement that we're doing great stuff, and we want to continue to make those strides in the years to come.
Okay. So the day that we are recording this podcast, there was some good local high school news to report on, at least in the world of athletics. The Black Shirts of Waukesha South men's basketball team defeated crosstown rivals Waukesha West 67-62. So I haven't seen the video. I can watch the video on YouTube, but that sounds like that was a pretty exciting game with a 5-point difference. So congratulations to the Black Shirts and the Wolverines. And I'm sure it was a great game played by both teams. And then our Waukesha South snowboard team was traveling. I forget where they're going this week, but they're competing in the state finals. So congratulations to them. Now, can I ask, what high school would your kids, place into based on your neighborhood, your location, assuming that they're not applying for like the engineering or health academy or some of the other charter schools that the three different schools offer?
Correct. Yes, we are districted for Waukesha West.
Wolverines. Okay.
But my 10-year-old's already asking about STEM programming, and so we have a few years till we have to make any sort of decision on that. But
that would be like, Saratoga STEM would be one of the choices. Is that right? Okay. Right. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think it's nice for our school district, I think, to have those choices. So we had a young man who's now pitching for Ohio State. He graduated last year in my son's class from Waukesha South. He lived in the West School District, but went to South because of the Engineering Academy. Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant young man. Tannis Lang is his name, and I'm brilliant with numbers and math. And so part of the reason he chose Ohio State, in addition to them being a Division I, Big Ten baseball program, is that the engineering program they had was of particular interest to him. And all the Big Ten schools have great engineering programs, but that one was like that particular niche had a big interest to him. And so that was fantastic. And another Waukesha West neighborhood, but he went to West. Lincoln Kritzky is going to go to Ohio State for hockey. I mean, he's been traveling hockey since like the middle school years. And we had the honor of knowing him. Him and my son were on the same Blazers baseball team for a couple of years. So it's great to see these young kids moving forward. So and is that, again, given your deep roots now in Waukesha, is that a done deal that your children will be going to Waukesha high schools, and unless you get headhunted by some, major logistics company and warmer climates?
My parents recently relocated from Brookfield down to Nashville, and they keep asking when we're coming. And I have adamantly said, hey, it is not happening. I'm not relocating. In fact, so longer story, we were living in Kenosha, and our boys were approaching the time to get them into schools, and we were looking at the situation down there, and we wanted to make the move, come back into the community that we knew had strong schools. And so, yeah, we purposely moved back from Kenosha to be here in Waukesha.
Sure.
For the school system that we have, it is an excellent community, and we're not moving anywhere. So we're here for the long haul for sure.
That's great. So now, Tom, as you know, these are nonpartisan roles, but they've become very, I guess, shall we say, school board elections nationwide have become very politicized. And, you know, what is your strategy for, I guess, reaching across the aisle or forming partnerships with other school board members to move forward on initiatives that are important to you?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like I work really well with all of the board members. And I think, you know, if we look back at the votes, I would say vast majority of them are 9-0. They're all
good.
Almost all of them are unanimous. There's a lot of agreement. You know, there are some dissension, but I would say a lot of those take place and more so in the committees with the deeper discussion there. But sure. I'm running alongside Carrie Kozlowski, who's currently on the board. Right. I think very much have a similar mindset when it comes to numbers and looking at budgets and trends. And so I think we coordinate really well on that. And so she is also up for election. So it just kind of worked well that we can kind of partner up and run together on that.
Okay. Sounds great. Now, how would you say in the 3 minutes we have, let's open it up. Like what haven't we discussed about Thomas Harlan that you want listeners to know about you and why they should elect you to a full term as a member of the school board?
Absolutely. So I think we've talked a lot about kind of my roots and my past and my mindset of bringing that continuous improvement. You know, I'm going to be around for a while. I have a lot of investment within the district with my sons, and I care deeply for their education and want them to be successful. I think something that I'm passionate about is not necessarily sending every kid to college. I think that, yes, it's great to prepare our students for lifelong learning. And if they choose to pursue extended higher education through a college or a university, then let's prepare them for that. But I think there's other great things that we are doing within the district that I want to build out on. Yeah, so great. You know, the STEM programs, we have the technical school with WCTC. You know, I would love nothing more for my boys to want to be a plumber, want to be an electrician.
Yeah, there's so many great skilled trades that there's such a big demand for. So I'm glad to hear you talking about this.
Absolutely. So I think that's another strong connection that I have within this community is the connection to the businesses. I run a business. I know what a business is looking for in employees, and you know, making sure that our students are ready for, yes, higher education, but also their career. How does being a great employee and making an impact in the workplace, what does that truly look like? And again, Waukesha has done a great opportunity in getting students that experience, that hands-on. You can look at different programs from the medical to business to banking that we are getting students out into the careers already.
Sounds great. Thomas Harlan, member of the school board, looking for his first election to a full term as one of your school board representatives. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on this Saturday morning. I want to wish you the best of luck in your campaign and thank you for your service to the community to date. And hopefully we can have you again on soon, and we'll talk more about some Six Sigma and continuous improvement.
That'd be great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, for listening in on the podcast. And remember, you can catch all the great podcasts on civicmedia.us/shows/This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget the hyphen in between each word. I know that's a lot to remember, but again, thank you for including us. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!